It is now 7:01, so we can start really on time for the Peekskill Housing Authority meeting. And we have a roll call, please.
Vice Chair Simpkins?
Present.
Commissioner DeFreitas?
Present.
Commissioner Houston?
Present.
Commissioner Martinez? Commissioner Rainey?
Here.
Commissioner Scott?
Present.
Commissioner Simmons?
Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes. I'm gonna need the resolution. Peekskill Housing Authority resolution approving September 21st, 2023. Meeting minutes, regular session. Whereas the Board of Commissioners have reviewed the minutes of September 21st, 2023 board meeting, and whereas the Board of Commissioners find the minutes to accurately reflect the comments and statements made by the public and the commissioners, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority approve the minutes of September 21st, 2023 board meeting. May I have a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved. Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded to be approved the minutes from September 21st. Next, we're going to have a resolution on the public hearing of September 21st. Peekskill Housing Authority resolution approving September 21st, 2023.
I'm sorry, Ms. Simpkins. We have to vote on
that. I'm sorry. Repeat what you said, sweetie.
Vote for the mini minutes.
All in favor.
Yes.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Ayes have it. It's been long. What? Okay. Now we're going to have the resolution for the public hearing. Peekskill Housing Authority resolution approving September 21st, 2023. Public hearing minutes. Whereas the Board of Commissioners have reviewed the minutes of September 21st, 2023. Public hearing, whereas the Board of Commissioners find a minute to accurately reflect the comments and statements, the statements made by the public and commissioners. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority approve the minutes of September 21st, 2023 public hearing. Can I get a motion to accept the public hearing meeting minutes?
I make a motion that we accept the September 21st. Public hearing minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any extensions? Ayes have it. Correspondence. I see we have no correspondence. Now we will go into the executive director's report.
Good evening. The revenue for September. The total HUD revenue was $223,593. The other revenue total was $3,490. Tenant charges for September rent was $158,828. Parking, $1,755. Late fees, $509. Miscellaneous fees, $350, and air conditioners, $662, making the total tenant charges for September $162,104. The PHA collected $158,939 in September, and the unpaid tenant rent balance for the month was $3,165, and all outstanding tenant charges to date is $1,077,168. Bills paid in September. payrolls down to $61,289 due to three payrolls in August. So it's more normal now. Any other variances? So legal PHA attorney was $3,200 in September, $8,419 in August due to reimbursement of court costs plus salary. The health insurance and dental insurance, we paid 2 months in September. The normal amount is $26,258, and we paid in September $52,606. The pilot is biannually, so we paid it in August. There was none in September. And the unit turnaround contracts in August was $6,200, and in September was $9,700. Total expenses in September was $224,771 for operating. We did pay out Ross Grant as well, $5,835, and capital fund projects, $18,375. Court proceedings in September, there was two residents sent to court in September. Work orders, we had 105 calls in September. 103 were completed and two were outstanding at the end of the month. Tenant repayment agreements continue and are still an option for anyone that would like a repayment agreement. Unit turnovers, PHA currently has 11 vacants. However, five of them are already set to be leased out between October and November 1st. And the rest are in process of being worked on. PHA is still 94% occupied. Extermination summary. There were no bed bug and exterminations in September. Tenant accounts receivable. Past due September 2023, 164 tenants. 60% of tenants owed $1,077,168. Pisco Police Department incident reports, September 5th through the 11th at Bowman Towers, there were a total of 31 visits, 26 were patrol or follow-up, there was five other, Dunbar Heights, total visits 19, 17 were patrol follow-up, and two were other. The other ones are listed underneath. PHA activity 919 through 925. Bowman Towers, there were 27 visits, 23 were follow-up and four others. And Dunbar Heights, there was 25 visits, 19 patrol follow-up and six other. Others are described underneath. The ERAP updates, as of September 30th, PHA has received a payment for 13 households totaling $54,812.05. The other households currently have a total balance of $263,478.90. Shortfall for current year 2023 Consolidated Appropriations Act, referred to thereafter as the Act, which provides for a $25 million set aside in public housing fund to assist public housing agencies experiencing or at risk of financial shortfalls. PHA applied for and was approved an additional shortfall funding for the current year and was awarded $595,232. These funds help offset the cost of unit turnovers and any operational expense to assist in the risk of a financial shortfall. Internal control policy. At the public hearing last month, it was requested to revise the policy to state that the policy will work in conjunction with the existing Westchester County job descriptions to provide a comprehensive understanding of the roles and duties associated with each position named within the policy. By incorporating the changes to the policy, PHA aims to foster a clear and consistent understanding of the standards and requirements expected from civil service employees, ensuring a unified approach towards achieving organizational goals and objectives. A resolution is requested at this time. Procurement policy, excuse me. As part of the HUD review, comprehensive review, PHA has updated its procurement policy to ensure the authority complies with current regulations. This is currently being advertised for 30 days, beginning October 13th. Following this time period, a public hearing will be held in November, and a board resolution approving the policy will be submitted. New laundry contract. On August 31st, PHA began advertising for laundry services for 807 Main Street, 1431 Park, and 1719 Park Street. Proposals were due at the PHA office October 2nd, 2023. Only one response was received as follows. Hercules. They offered a five-year term at 45% of gross receipts with a one-time allowance of $5,000 or a seven-year term of 50% of gross receipts with a one-time allowance of $5,000. Although there was only one respondent, normally PHA would put this back out to bid for more responses. However, PHA would like to recommend a board resolution awarding this contract due to the urgency of the need at the five-year term at 45%. Proposals included in your board package for review, and the resolution is requested. Lead base paint testing. PHA has secured Contractor Quality Environmental Solutions and Technologies, Inc. for lead base paint testing. A flyer notifying residents when the testing will start will be sent out soon. HUD compliance monitoring review. The week of June 5th, HUD visited PHA to conduct a compliance review, monitoring including both remote and on-site methods to review the PHA's operations, management, financial condition, and governance. The review team found the PHA to be strong in several areas, including PHA interim executive director and staff demonstrate foundational knowledge of HUD regulations and requirements. PHA maintains strong internal controls related to procurement activities. PHA maintains extremely organized and complete tenant file records, which supports compliance with rent calculation requirements and fair housing regulations. PHA has made positive improvements to their properties, like roof replacements, new stairs and decks to the backdoor egress to improve safety. PHA maintenance staff has maintained the sites in impeccable condition. As detailed in the report, the review team identified areas in which the PHA can improve, including procurement. The PHA shall update its procurement policy to include the New York State thresholds and develop a process by which the status, identification, and location of all units in HUD Secure Systems PIC is updated regularly. Lead-based paint. PHA shall complete lead-based paint testing at the properties and include lead-based paint disclosure forms in the tenant files. Section 3, PHA shall maintain documentation required through PIH notices. The report was received on September 29th, and PHA has 60 days to respond to the findings listed. As of this report, PHA has responded with the following updates. Updated the procurement policy based on compliance with recent HUD regulations, secured a lead paint testing contractor, and created a file to maintain documentation that is regularly submitted to HUD regarding Section 3. A copy of the report is in your board packet. Pending grants. Dunbar Heights bathrooms. Architects and environmentalists are doing sample tests of bathroom floors and walls as part of the pre-construction. Dunbar Heights kitchens. PHA received the contract from HUD to begin next steps. The contract is being completed and will be submitted shortly. Dunbar Heights porches. Work on replacing the stales and stringers with the current company is completed. All punch items still outstanding will be credited back to PHA in order to complete. PHA is testing grinding the sharp edges of the stair treads as coverings would cause pooling and rust the stairs. I do have a bit of an update on the side, an email from the architect. Phase one of the bathrooms, the drawings and specs are 95% completed. It will go out to bid within the next week or so. The porches, like I said, the company that was doing the porches is as complete as they're ever gonna get. We're gonna pull the bond on that. And the final inspection report is due to the bonding company by next Wednesday. And lastly, scenic window painting. PHA has put flyers around Bowman Towers searching for resident artists that are interested in painting seasonal displays at the front entrance window at Bowman Towers. If anyone is interested, please let the office know. If multiple artists are interested, they will have a choice of which season to display their work. Thank you.
Thank you for that long and concise report. Next, we'll have the council's report.
Just an update, what we've been doing, we're continuing to serve notices and where warranted, bring eviction proceedings for non-rent situations such as housekeeping, unauthorized occupants, and failure to file recertifications. On those, if the tenant complies, we don't go any farther. So recertifications, if tenants file, that's what they're looking for, the matters are withdrawn. We did have three evictions where we got judgments and warrants from the court in the past month, or this month rather. One was for an unauthorized occupant situation, and two for non-payments. We had about four or five non-payments. A couple are still pending, two resulted in judgments and warrants. We're doing them in waves, trying to get through the backlog. It involves first service of a notice on the tenant, and that's the 14-day notice, and then if that's not complied with, then service of the papers to go to court. We have probably a dozen or so, maybe a couple more, that are now at the stage of being out for service to bring tenants to court. And at the same time, we've also been serving the next wave of notices, about an equal amount, so that if tenants don't comply with that, then they'll be brought to court the following month, or by this point, the ones being served now probably won't be till December. So we're trying to work through the backlog. If tenants are seeking assistance, we work with them, we give them time. One of the ones I was in court this week, tenant was denied by DSS but is going to other agencies, so they have 30 days to try to get an answer from them. So by doing that, we're really trying to force, to the extent we can, tenants to seek out available resources in order to try to make up for the arrears. So we're going to keep working through those, see what we can do about putting a dent in your the rent due figure.
Thank you for that report. Next, we'll have unfinished business, the resolution for the approval of the updated internal control policy. Peekskill Housing Authority resolution approving updated internal control policy. Whereas the Peekskill Housing Authority has updated the internal control policy, and whereas the Peekskill Housing Authority advertised in the local paper that the copy of the internal control policy was available for public review from July 20th, 2023 through August 19th, 2023. A copy should be obtained in the main office at Bowman Towers, 807 Main Street, Peekskill, New York, Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. And whereas the Peekskill Housing Authority held a public hearing on September 21st, 2023 to discuss the updated internal control policy, and whereas additional information was requested and discussed at the October 19, 2023 Board of Commissioners meeting, whereas the Peekskill Housing Authority has revised the internal control policy to reflect said changes, now therefore be it resolved, the Peekskill Housing Authority approved the updated internal control policy. Can I get a motion to accept the Peekskill Housing resolution approving updated internal control, control policy?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we were supposed to, we need to table the Board of Commissioners' elections of our officers at this point because we didn't get the responses back yet. New business, so we're gonna go down to new business. Mm-hmm. The resolution for September monthly bills. Peekskill Housing Authority resolution approving the payment of monthly bills as listed September 2023. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority administer their responsibility of monitoring the PHA's expenditures, and whereas the bills for the period of September 2023 are listed in the bills list attached, and whereas the Board of Commissioners have reviewed the bills list, and whereas the Board of Commissioners' question and/or concerns regarding certain bills in the list have been resolved, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority approve payment of the bills as listed in the bills list September 23. Can I get a motion to accept the Peekskill Housing resolution approving the payment of monthly bills as listed for September 2023?
So moved.
Second.
It's been properly moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any extensions?
I have an extension, but I do have a question. I don't know. I just wanted to ask this for Vera. I mean, it's already been paid, but this garden beds, Bowman Towers, what is exactly, what is that?
So the update to the entrance of Bowman Towers, they flipped all the soil, planted flowers. They did the same at Dunbar Heights as well.
Oh, that
around the sign, they put the solar lights in front of the sign, all that.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to know what that meant. Okay.
That's
I'm sorry, that's separate from the people that's supposed to come and do the, as far as the grounds and everything.
It's like the same people.
Okay.
But it's not the land, that's not the landscaping bill.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Do I have to do another motion to accept? So if you have a question, all right, we're going on. Okay, so next, we're going to have a resolution to approve the Hercules, approval of Hercules Company for laundry services. Resolution,
I have a question for you.
For Hercules?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should go out to bid again. Concerns are Google reviews. The reviews are horrible, atrocious, very similar to what we already experienced with the previous laundry service. And just a bit concerned that this is the only one,
mm-hmm.
So there's nothing to compare it to. I know, I understand the urgency.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really do. But I think we deserve better than what was here. And I don't know if this company, what are the assurances, that they're providing in this contract based on the other company's contract? What assurances are going to be in place to make sure that, the problems don't happen again?
So the contract hasn't been written yet. So any suggestions of what should be in the contract can be in the contract, but also the reason why I didn't choose the 7-year contract, I didn't want to be locked in for that long. However, we could put in the contract something of the terms of maybe like a 6-month trial period, something, effect.
I would strongly suggest that. And if you haven't read the reviews, or has anyone here looked at the reviews?
Oh, no.
Take out your phone and Google 2 seconds, mm-hmm. and you'll see they're horrible. They're like one across multiple.
Have you spoken to any of the references that they submitted?
I have, and they always give really good reviews. But what I know is the new building next door, 645, they have the same company.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they liked them. They weren't on their references. And a couple people I spoke to that know people that have the Hercules, they liked it. One of the residents in Turnkey, she has like a niece that has them. She liked them. She was kind of hoping it was going to be them. But ultimately, I'm putting it out for your decision. Usually I would decide, but the fact that there was only one submission, I would like to have it on record. So,
now,
whatever you decide to do.
How long was this bid out for?
30 days.
30 days?
Yep. That's the procurement. It's 30 days.
Yeah, I mean, they put a ton of references in here. I know the online reviews, you know, I'm not sure who was responsible for writing those reviews, but the fact that they have, like, what was it, like, 7 or 8 references or something like that in here.
And 151 reviews.
You know. No, I'm saying, but from who, though? I don't know who's writing that. Whereas the people that are actually doing business with them, you know.
The contract would really have to be tight.
Yeah, we can go over that.
So I'm in favor with the suggestion of, you know, a probational period, you know. Now, I don't know if they're going to agree to that.
Right.
But, you know, I'm definitely in favor in starting the conversation there.
Because they do service quite a bit of housing authorities. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I spoke to White Plains and Yonkers, they said they haven't really had any issues, and if they did, that they responded well, and they would replace. And like I said, in the proposal I did put in there that they would replace after 4 times. If the machine went out 4 times, like there's no 5th time fixing it, they would replace it, which we didn't have with the current company. They would just keep repairing, doing nothing, not actually finding the problem, you know, with the machine, so.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the modernizing of, you know, that industry or just that service, you know, the fact that, you know, people can, you know, fill up their card or, you know, from their cell phone. I thought that was pretty cool. But the thing that for me that stuck out to me was they saying that their response time is 9 hours from, I guess, the call. So when they say response, do they just mean a response, or do they mean actually someone on the ground in nine hours?
I can get that clarified. I know that our current one is 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. 24 hours to someone coming
to
onto
someone
the grounds.
Coming on site,
yeah.
And it's never 24 hours.
Okay,
it's like the last one we had was like 2 months. I did, you know, they have replaced the dryers at 1719 recently, but that was after I emailed them and let them know that we are looking for other laundry companies, so.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's definitely a concern, and we want to try to get it right.
Right.
You know, I like the fact that this stuff is kind of today with the technology. I like the 9-hour response. I didn't know if it was just, hey, I responded. You know what I'm saying?
No, or right.
Like, no,
yeah,
like,
you put a ticket in, and then they don't call you, they just come. But I will clarify that, like I said.
But I don't know. I don't know if anybody has any other ideas as far as what contingencies we can throw in there. I'm definitely in favor of a, you know, probational period. But what are the things, like, let's say if they don't respond?
Like, they're supposed to be the newest washer and dryers.
I was just going to ask, are they giving brand new, everything's going to be brand new from the start?
Yes.
Not refurbished,
no.
Not...
Right.
Yeah, no. Seen something with the QR code.
Yeah, the code size, 14 gallons, 18 gallons, you know, big ones. Now, are the dryers plugged in at turnkey?
Someone yes.
Told me something happened with the dryers.
Yes, they went back out, and there was a problem with the drainage pipe. They didn't have it. They also didn't have it connected correctly when they went back and they replaced them. They had the wires mixed up. So when they went to actually hook them up to the dryer vents, they realized that even the washers, there was an issue with the washer line because the drainage pipe wasn't, you know, sealed correctly. Mm-hmm. So in doing one thing, they wound up doing two. So.
So I guess the only thing I would add outside of the probational, I guess, is just, again, what do we have if you're not coming? You know,
can I just add one of the things that I would suggest, and it's in line with both of those, is I've seen from other housing authorities, obviously, companies want to come in, they're going to put in machines, they're going to invest, so they don't want a month-to-month agreement where you're going to turn around after they do this and cancel it. Mm-hmm. They tend to want longer contracts. In your view, you'd want either the shortest one or one that you would have a right to do something. So my suggestion are one of the three, either or combination of some sort of probationary, so you see that they come in, or some sort of perhaps longer term cancellation right, not that every 30 days, but perhaps with a 6-month notice or something, or 3 to 6 month notice. So if things are not going well, you can give a longer notice, but cancel it early. Or the other thing is to look at what, to make sure it's a clear provisions for canceling the contract for failure to meet the requirements.
Correct.
So a lot of them are, well, they're gonna try, and then they're very mushy about what happens if they don't do it. So you want something that if things aren't resolved at a certain point, not minor complaints, but not resolved, that you would have some right to terminate the agreement for failure by them to live up to their...
And that's for the life of the contract, I wouldn't say...
Oh, that would be the entire thing, yeah. Correct. Yeah. And that's why the sort of the devil's in the details from these things,
yep.
Because you want to keep, obviously the company wants to keep things in there, mm-hmm. and certainly have some degree of anticipation that it's going to be there for a certain period of time. Obviously they're investing, but you want to be able to have some sort of cancellation right if they repeatedly fail to live up to their
yeah.
probably miss a single time, but I mean if it's repeated failure,
correct.
That there's some mechanism for you to terminate it early. So that's what you'd have to see in any proposed contract.
So we're going to amend this contract to put in all of those.
It hasn't been
drawn yet.
Proposal, and or do you recommend that she put it out to bid again?
I mean, I really don't like the sole
for
sourcing.
30 days?
I'm just one person, but that's my suggestion. I don't really like just the one. I'd like to see that there's others when you have more competition, then it's easier for you to
negotiate
your proper terms.
Now this thing is marketed to who?
I'm just about to say, how is it being advertised?
It's advertised through housingmarketplace.com, which is an e-procurement site, and through our website, and also we used to do the newspaper, but we don't do that anymore because it's really expensive. So,
mm-hmm.
So we did have a pre-bid conference. There were two companies that came, Hercules and another one, but the other one didn't end up putting in a bid.
And that's just putting it out there. You're not necessarily saying, well, we want this or we want that. It's just saying, hey, we're
well, we did put terms.
Oh, so you did put
yeah,
some terms out.
Yeah, we did put some terms. But she seemed interested. And I really was hoping, you know, that she would put something in, but she didn't, so.
I mean, I'm in favor of moving with this company, especially having this company's right next door, right? That's what you said?
Mm-hmm.
But just being, you know, thorough with you know, the policy, you know, as far as what, you know, what we agree to. I think that that's the most
make
important
a suggestion.
Thing here.
Would they be open, do you think, to you going back to them with some of these considerations to see if these would, something that could be put in the contract and that maybe would then be presented to the board, possibly that this company may be acceptable if you have those additional things in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I would suggest, to go and see if they, and if they're not amenable to it, say, no, absolutely not, they're not, well, then maybe
we
got to
go back to
the drawing board. Yeah.
We don't want making the claims. I'd be there, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, either way, you know, if you guys vote yes on the proposal for it, and then we go back and say this, nothing is set in stone until we actually sign the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Both parties sign the contract. So, any way you want to do it, if you want me to go back to them now before we vote on it, and then maybe do, if anyone's available for an executive session mid-month or later month, because I really want to get this done for the residents. It's just, they're having a hard time with these laundry
sure.
machines,
yeah,
and it's not
sure.
really fair to them, so.
No, I might have missed it, so. You know, we vote on this in November. It's the last meeting of the year. So how soon would this system be up and running?
As soon as I tell them, they will coordinate with our current one and they'll just do the swap out in the same day. So.
Yeah, no, but let's say like I don't know what the November date is, but like after that, like how many days after that?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't know.
Yeah. I'm not sure, yeah, what their schedule
so
is.
It could potentially not be this year.
The longer we wait, the
yeah,
longer.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so I definitely think you need to speak to them, and
it's gonna be difficult.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it to another executive session, but even if we just do a Zoom or something like that.
I don't know if we can vote on a Zoom, right?
Well, no, we wouldn't be voting. We're not voting.
Yeah, we would be voting on.
You have to vote on that.
If we table this tonight, we would have to vote.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, you have to vote.
Oh, so you're saying an executive session to push this resolution? I thought you meant an executive session to hear how the negotiation.
Oh, no, we can do that over Zoom or email, you know.
But to vote, you would have to, it could be a special meeting in that you would just meet for the limited purpose of addressing this resolution and nothing else.
Okay.
You can meet as long as it says that it's just for this purpose. So it's a quick meeting, but it's nonetheless a meeting. And that you schedule at your convenience.
All right. Yeah, see what they gotta say. I mean, that's, I'm just one person.
I agree.
Taking your lane, taking your words.
So we're gonna table this resolution until you come back with us with the.
Suggestion.
The suggestion from her, please, if they are able to conform to what everything is.
Can you not make these suggestions if we move forward with this resolution tonight? Like, can she not, if we move forward with the resolution, we can't make those same suggestions?
We can.
So I would say that we should pass a resolution.
Because it's not.
Because we're not, this resolution is not necessarily going into contract, right?
Well, it would have to be subject to entry into an acceptable contract.
Yeah.
If you don't sign the contract, you're just saying you're approving this company as long as you work out the terms for the contract.
I would say do that.
And we can modify the resolution as well to state that, right?
Yeah, yes.
Right, because we need all the wording properly.
So whatever you guys want to do?
Yeah, I'm only saying this because it's not a lot of time left. We only got one more meeting.
But I don't want to sacrifice the quality of the services because of the timeframe. I think that, you know, we should really pay attention to, like he said, the details. And it is concerning that it was only, you know, one person that responded.
Could you speak up so we can hear you?
I'm sorry. I just think that we shouldn't sacrifice the quality of services due to the timeframe. I think that we should actually, table it and see what it is that they want to do. And then on our end, perhaps we can do a quick meeting. I'm just thinking out loud, just to make sure that what we're voting on is actually what we, you know, what is in the best interest of the residents. Because today is the 19th, I know the holidays are coming up, but I think that if we get on top of it sooner than later, I think we can have something, we can have a better turnaround before the holidays, at least vote on it and put it in place a little bit.
Well, I think that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're trying to get on top of it right now. That's kind of.
So if you reach out to them tomorrow, if you reach out to tomorrow in regards to the concerns that the board's had in regards with this, and then, you know, come back to, you know, maybe reach out to us via email or whatever and say, this is what I brought your concerns, this is what they said, and then we can start, then we can go forward that way. Because it is here, I mean, it's not like it's going anywhere, you know what I mean? So it's out there in the atmosphere, but we just have some concerns because, like you said, I want to make sure that what the tenants get is quality, you know, and it looks, everything looks all shiny here on paper, but we just want to make sure that all the logistics is in place as well.
Right.
Yeah, I'm cool either way.
We still got another suggestion that we put it out for bid again because of the fact that no one bid it on it but one company. So we have nothing.
That's a little scary
too. I know we have nothing to compare it to. We do have something in place now. I know it's a Band-Aid effect that's in there now, and I know the tenants need proper washers and dryers.
Right.
That put us at a catch-22 situation.
But we don't want to end up
with something
back
worse.
In the same place
right.
again.
So that's the thing.
But I don't think we're going to end up in the same place again because the language says.
I don't know what the current language
says. Because we didn't have that language. I don't know if we have language like
so
that.
So that's part of my concern is that.
Did we have language like
forward?
That?
No.
See, we didn't have language like that.
No, we did not.
Right. We would just have to have all of those things covered.
Right.
And you know.
Yeah,
so are we suggesting that if we put this out for bid for another 30 days and we were all in belief that we're gonna get several more people to come, or more companies to come bid on this property that they're looking at. I mean,
I think it was out for 30 days, and I don't know if we're gonna get more companies. If, where are we gonna put it? To the same, we'll put it out to bid to the same places again.
Correct.
But that's what I'm asking, like, but that's what I'm trying to feel like. Are we suggesting that we put it out for bid for another 30 days just to see if somebody comes forward other than this company?
That's what I suggest.
And
that's somebody you can work with, two people.
Now,
I don't know
what the, you know, so is it possible to put out to bid while we negotiate? Or you can't do those two things at the same time?
No, I don't think so. If you reject, let's say there's one bid and you decide that's not enough and you say we want to put it out, well, they have to prepare the bids again, put them out, follow the process, get the bids back in, and see what the response is. It may be different, but they'd have to go through that process. So yeah, that would be putting the bid together plus the 30 days, but you can't continue with this. You either reject this and say, look, that's not enough, we're gonna start again, or you do something to try to work with this one and see if you can get something that's satisfactory. That what I suggested is that they talk first and then you consider it is between the two. It's to see if you can work with this to your satisfaction. If not, your other option is then go back out to bid.
So we're gonna take a vote right now to say whether or not we might go out to bid or see what we can work. Is that what we're voting on right now?
Well, the vote was for the resolution.
No, I'm just saying what's the consensus?
We're not gonna vote on the resolution.
Not the resolution, but the consensus is what do we wanna do?
We have to vote on the resolution. You have to either vote yes or no.
But I think it's better to at least test the waters, go back to them and see how amenable they are before we make any decisions.
If that's the case, you could table the resolution until this meeting, get a response, and then you can put it back on to vote on.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna have to wait, I mean, based on, you know, the response that you get from them, that we'll have to wait, like, till the next meeting to just have a quick meeting, you know, discuss what took place, do the resolution, boom, boom, and then move forward or not.
And just to add on record that the housing marketplace.com is used by hundreds of housing authorities, mm-hmm. and contractors sign up for the service, which we have on our website as well. And they put in their specialty and their contact information. And when an RFP or RFQ go out, it automatically sends the people that have those trigger words, the companies, that solicitation. So it was sent to about 335 companies. And I did see that there was about 42 that opened it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we had two come to the pre-bid to look at the laundry rooms, and then just one.
Yeah, so I guess let's keep our fingers crossed then. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Can we reach out to those who reviewed the bid?
I'm not sure if I can see who they are.
Okay.
I will check.
I think you have to go with the people who bid. If you don't, you're supposed to re-bid. That's the point.
Okay. Yeah. They don't have to bid on it.
And they come in on the pre-bid to take a look and say, is it something we even want to bother bidding on? Mm-hmm. They have to look at the particulars. So it happens at front, not afterwards.
We would have to share the information with the ones that actually put in the bids.
It might be a good idea for the board to consider maybe meeting more than once a month, then, if that's the case. You know, one of the things that we recognize as a board is when we get to the resolution, to table the resolution to come back to discuss what we've been waiting on for the past 30 days, I feel like we're not being proactive if we do it that way. So maybe it would be a good idea, instead of trying to schedule random meetings and work with everybody's schedule, maybe it might make sense for us to have meetings where we can actually discuss resolutions and concerns rather than wait until the meeting that we have a resolution to move forward with something. Because I think that this is...
Right,
this
that's what we were trying to do when we were having the executive board sessions at 6. But, I mean, all suggestions
so
are
if,
good.
I mean, that might be a better idea because we get to the... We 30 days go by and we ask our questions today and share our concerns today rather than before. So, I mean, none of us are actually suffering with this... Mm-hmm. washer and dryer situation, but now we're gonna make people wait because we haven't asked any questions until the day that we got a solution. I think it would just make more sense for us to do it that way if we're gonna keep continuously tabling resolutions the night of the resolutions.
Yeah.
All right, so one suggestion I have is since we get the packages a week before, if anything comes up, that's when we email Janine and let her know immediately what's what. So we can, because at 6 o'clock, we know Nicola can't come to 6 o'clock executive board session. We can only do business in an executive board session, not in an open session. So if we can do a 6 o'clock meeting, we know one person is going to be out. And then I guess you can email us your questions and concerns if need be. But yeah, other than that, any other solutions that we can get to this? Because we know what we have to do.
You know, and I think the thing is, we have to keep in mind, just kind of keep perspective, is that this resolution is just to say that, you know, she can start the negotiations in a way, you know? We're not signing a contract. This is just an agreement to say that if all goes well, she can sign the contract. So, I mean, I think that we can pass it, because it's not binding us to anything. It's just giving authorization to the ED to move forward and see if we can make it to the finish line.
This council, actually, he said we can't do it like that.
No, I was suggested. That's what you felt comfortable with. You could do that, but it is subject to the contract being signed. You can approve it and say, we're going to go with this in terms of dollars and such, but it's subject to working out a satisfactory contract. Mm-hmm. I suggested, the other suggestion I made was what you feel comfortable doing.
Right,
but you could approve it and say we're good with the bid, subject to these details being worked out. If they're not worked out, it's not signed, and you don't have a binding deal.
Correct.
And that means you're going to have to go back to square one and put it out for bid again to see if you get somebody else to do it.
But my concern is, suppose they don't accept the recommended proposal.
I think
we're not going to contract, and you say we're going to reject it, and we're going to go back out to bid.
I say to go ahead and, because I think that they'll take it. So I would say to go to them. For myself, I don't want to vote on anything.
Okay.
I just believe that for Janine to go back with the concerns that we have, if that's okay. And then, you know, you can just send us
an email. They'll probably respond tomorrow.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. Let's go that route. And then we can go from there. And when they're drawing up a contract, Mark, do you go over the contract? Who goes over the contract, the legalities?
Oh, I'll go over it. I'll review it beforehand. That's one
I have to make sure
it meets your review requirements.
Okay, so we don't just want to go.
So are we going to table this resolution for the next executive board meeting or an emergency executive board meeting to go over this?
For a special meeting.
I say yes.
Schedule order.
I say special meeting.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm just trying to keep up. So the special meeting is going to be for
once we hear back from Janine in regards to
see if they accepted our terms.
Yes.
That's what the emergency meeting is for. And now we're going to vote the resolution so she can move forward to present.
What they're suggesting is tabling it, but instead of waiting for the next regular meeting to do a special meeting, just be, it's like a regular meeting, except instead of everything, you're just looking at one thing.
One item. Mm-hmm.
So do it to look at that, to move it up in time. So the other concern is that you don't wait until the following meeting and then have a question. So you deal with it sooner, but just to deal with that, you can call a meeting. I mean, you call a meeting every day, a special meeting. Of course, you're not going to, but I mean, you could do that. But this is just for the purpose of dealing with it earlier than the regularly scheduled meeting.
That's the next meeting is not until November
16th. Yeah. And I guess my only thing is that the resolution is going to say the same thing. It ain't going to say anything different. Even if we had all this stuff figured out, the wording is the same. The deal isn't done until it's signed.
This just saves us time.
I just propose that just whatever you feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
You can do it one of two ways. You're one way and then the other way.
I'm comfortable with it because I understand that this is just movement.
Well, then that's whatever the board's pleasure is on that. Whatever the board's pleasure.
This is just movement.
So the resolution is just the accepting the recommendation for Hercules for a 5-year contract. It's just you're accepting my recommendation. So if, like Mr. Rainey said, if you want to say no, we can vote no. And then I don't, you know, whatever you guys want to do. Because if they say no, we're going to have to vote on this anyway and say no.
That's what it ends with every time, so.
So you want to just do this and move forward? I'm comfortable with that. I just want to make sure you guys understand that this is not binding anything at this moment. It's just.
It's up to each person what they want to do.
Legal
correct.
Yeah, it's up to each individual, yeah. So we don't want to.
So
no, she said legal, so as
right,
far as corporate.
I want to make sure that we're not.
Correct. Putting ourselves in a situation.
That will come back to bite us in the butt later.
And I don't think this does. Does this? No, right? Yeah, I would say.
You got the wrong paper anyway. It's just saying.
Right. It's okay. It's all right.
I'm just saying.
If we make this motion to table this, the board is willing to meet shortly after she speaks to the people again.
We would have to have a special meeting.
Yeah.
Does the board have, or can at least everybody like submit their concerns to her prior to tomorrow so she can get the questions that we want to ask to the people when she speaks to them?
I mean, this was always my concern from the gate.
Because she's saying that she's going to reach out to them tomorrow, so it would be best if we had our concerns.
So everything that's all right, I'm all right with the ideals that were already put out there in the atmosphere. So,
yeah, 6 months.
So I'm good with that. Yep.
Like failure to meet the requirements.
Yeah, termination of contract.
You never know what people
the
are
turnaround
out there
period.
Trying.
If they say 9 hours, does that mean 9 hours to get to the site? Or does that mean,
just
you know,
to pick up the phone?
Or whatever. Right. That you want to make sure that tenants, if money go in the wrong way, they're able to get their refunds in a timely fashion.
They did speak on that. And then,
then I think it was $5,000.
7 to 10 days. 7 to 10 day refund.
One time decorating, yeah. Right? Something
yeah, $45.
And all the residents would get, yeah, I'm sorry.
They're going to put 3 carts in. I think they said 3 uh-huh. carts or something like that.
New folding table.
And folding tables. Mm-hmm. And who's to keep up with that? And all that other
stuff. Well, I can tell you, looking at that machine, look like you got to go to college to use it. I'm sorry.
You're going to need
in service.
Yeah, that's funny.
On
yeah.
how to use the machine.
QR code. You like QR reader.
Yeah, so, you know.
There's also a card reader, so you can get the cards.
Yeah. Like, where with the card?
With cash.
Yeah, there's no cash. You can just scan it and put your money on the cards.
I've never used it, so I don't know.
All right, so we're tabling this, or are we? Because I thought we was going to move forward.
Right,
so
but I'm saying who's
I'm for moving forward.
But I'm saying if we have a special meeting, we have to have a quorum to pass the resolution anyway.
Okay.
So we don't have a quorum, we'd be still messing around and not have
this. Okay, so let me ask you this. So if we pass this resolution, you speak with this company, they say, okay, we're cool. You signed that contract, right?
No, she can't.
That's the question. That's the
well,
thing.
If the resolution is signed subject to the contract,
correct.
Then yes, she can sign it as long as it meets the requirements. If you do the other and say we're going
to
hold off,
see,
get our answers, and
back.
Then we want to proceed, then you vote on it, then we still sign the contract, but you've talked about the terms.
See what I'm saying?
It's
so that's
a matter
what I'm saying.
Of timing.
So the fact
it's
that we've already discussed
with.
The contingencies. And we're saying, okay, you can move forward. And as long as they're going to do what we said, and we get emailed and we can actually see it in writing that they agreed to that.
If you read this resolution, what does it say? It says, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Peekskill Housing Authority accept the recommendation of Hercules Corp for Laundry Services for a 5-year contract.
Correct.
I cannot do that. I am not happy with the answers that Janine cannot provide at this point. So my suggestion, and I'm very strongly, you know, say this very strongly, I cannot vote for this. there needs to be more information.
Because you think she's gonna go and just sign it?
No.
No, oh my gosh.
That's what we're talking about.
No, that's not what we're talking about. I just wanna be sure.
We are gonna be sure, that's what we're saying.
I believe Janine when she tells us. I want her to just to go back and ask those simple questions, just to make sure when the contract information is put together, that it's going to be put together to address all of those issues that happened previously, so they do not happen again. And if in just a conversation, they don't want to even address it, or they say no, then we definitely should not be looking at this company. Why would we want to put the tenants through the same nonsense that they went through again? So I think it's better that we wait and get it right.
I never said to put the tenants through.
If you pass this resolution now.
I'm actually trying to move it along.
If you pass this resolution now, I think it's better if we are just a little more comfortable. Now, you can vote for it if you want. If you want to put it to a vote, I will not be voting yes for this.
All right, so I'll speak my opinion. If we do keep this on, I will vote for it. I would also say, being in your position, that you're more in contact with the residents than anybody in this room here. I don't think in my heart that we would appoint you in that position if we felt that you were going to give us a recommendation that you think we're going to destroy or make the tenants even have a harder time than they're already having now. So that's one of the reasons why I'm going to support it. The other thing is, when we look at this resolution, recommendation of Hercules Corp and Laundry Services for a 5-year contract that we get to negotiate. If your questions and concerns aren't answered tonight and you can get them to her tomorrow, prior to her meeting or her discussion with them, I am completely in favor of tabling this resolution. But to table this resolution and say we're gonna wait till next Thursday when we wake up and don't have to go to work and send her some information and then come back here in 2 weeks and have more questions and then have more questions, I don't see how that's, for me, it's not doing my due diligence. If there's any suggestions, if we can get it to her prior to tomorrow, I'm totally in favor of tabling this, especially if the board is willing to have a special meeting within the next week or so afterwards. I am totally in favor. But if that's not the case, then I can't say I would vote against it. But we're looking at it as another 30 days, but we're not keeping in mind the amount of time that they've already lost with these washers and dryers. So that's not just 30 more days. That's an additional 30 days to however long this has been going on. So I agree. I wouldn't want to see some terrible company coming here that's going to give us the same services that we've had. I didn't see the Google reviews. I know the references. I know the people, the developer who worked next door. He has several developments. You know, I can't say in my heart that I think that this is going to be a horrific experience. But I'm not against your opinions or your feelings. So I'm saying I'm willing to table this. I'll agree to table it as long as everybody is going to make sure that they send their concerns to Janine by tomorrow, so we can get on the schedule for the next week or so to go forward.
And Janine, what time would you be contacting them? So if anyone wants to send any more concerns to you, they'll have that in the time.
I would, if you can try to reach out to them before end of day, because we could tell you to call them at 8:30. There's no guarantee you're going to get through and get a whole discussion through by 8:30. But I would say if you at least attempt to get through before end of day. But I want us to make sure we have all of our stuff to her.
And make sure that we all will be available for a special meeting. See, that's the problem. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to
do. Can we just say all questions due by noon?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay.
And I'm good with whatever's there, so you don't have to.
So this way I can go ahead at 1 and just send it off?
Yeah. Because you're right, too. It's not fair to the tenants either. I mean, we don't want to just give them anything, but still.
So we're not going to do this tonight. We're going to wait for the special meeting to do the resolution. Is that the consensus? Consensus,
okay.
Right?
That works.
A special meeting means we have to have at least a quorum?
Yes.
Okay. So we have to have a quorum for the next meeting. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out meeting, just a meeting to adopt the resolution.
So you have to make a motion to table this resolution?
So, can I get a motion to table resolution for the Peekskill Housing Authority approving Hercules Corp for laundry services?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so this is going to be tabled for our special meeting, a special meeting that we will have. Next we'll have, moving forward, we have, tenants' comments and concerns. Tenants can speak, tell us your name and where you live. Any tenants that want to speak?
Dawn Dennison, 807 Main Street, Brooklyn, 98. Hello, Ms. Simmons, how are you? Good meeting you. Rob, do you wear your hat in City Hall at your meetings and all?
No.
Well, I would like for you to take your hat off here tonight at the same, you can treat it as the same. Because this room is usually crowded lately. But it hasn't been crowded because we don't trust you and we don't trust you. You know I ride for you always and forever, right? But in this junction right here, we're not trusting. You go from mayor to here. What is you gonna do different for us that you didn't do for us when you was a mayor?
There's several things that I don't have the authority to do as a mayor that I can do as a mayor.
That what?
There are several things that I don't have the authority to do as a mayor that I can do over here. It's like the school board, for example. As a mayor, I can't make decisions on the school board, but if I join the school board, I can make decisions for the school board. As a mayor, just for clarification for you, over there as a mayor, when you had an issue, if you brought it to me, I'd have to speak to the board about it.
Okay, well, I'm bringing it to the board because the meetings are not going to be crowded. Like, everybody's saying, we're not coming. Rob, you got me out here looking all crazy because you made your hat. I had me sign this petition. So the only reason why I really signed your petition is because you was a black man on the board running for legislation. So I signed your petition. And then my signature is in the Journal News where crooked stuff done went on and people dead is on things, and we don't think that you should be here either. They should have put you off the board at City Hall, and you definitely don't belong in this one here. There's no changes. I've watched the last meeting that you was at on City Hall on TV, and they was talking about weed and stuff, and the only thing you said was wow. And now you're sitting here and you got a whole big conversation about washing machines.
I don't even know what you're referring to. I'm sorry.
We were having a conversation
about marijuana
in the City Hall meeting on TV.
And I said wow.
And that's all you kept saying is wow. They said they was gonna do something. You was like wow. And then you come down here, and then a lot of times before when you were at these meetings, a lot of things was going on and you didn't even know what was really going on. And then you were sitting there and you were still voting on things that you really don't know what's going on. I really don't think that you still know what's really going on as far as the board meetings and stuff like that. And this might be a hard journey to go through, but from City Hall to come here, from being the mayor to come here, nobody is helping us. This is all political. We don't want to be political. We want some place to live. We don't want to be turned upside down. We don't want to get, it's like the college says they're getting sold. That's the only thing these black kids had. We got all these stores opening. They're not hiring black people. Why don't you help do that? They're not hiring black people. They're putting the Mexicans in there. They don't even hire one for a quota. So it serves no purpose. Y'all sitting on this board and y'all take y'all time and y'all make these resolutions. Y'all make sure Janine pay these bills, but nothing in reality is really getting done. Nothing. And especially if we don't have trust in people, if we can't trust you, there's nothing for us. Anything you've ever given, anything you've ever invited me to, I came every Sunday, stand up straight. This one I can't stand up for.
Okay.
And I'm always gonna love you, but I just can't. Most of the kindly something got missing. I'm not a Westchester girl. I'm a New York City girl, and we fight for what we want. So that Kylie Center should have been a fight. And everybody that's in this town, that grew up in this town, y'all should have found little Elton Brand, and everybody could have put a little money together, and they could have owned the Kylie Center. Now the Boys and Girls Club is going to own the Kylie Center, and then these kids got to pay to get in the Kylie Center. So these are the things that these... This is not me. This is my people.
No,
I got an agenda.
And I appreciate you expressing yourself.
And I'm always going to.
Yeah, and that's why I respect.
And this is all I'm saying is in this forum, not here, you're gonna have to do a lot to prove to us that you know, that spot right there is for you. Rob, I'm not even messing with him. So they told me to take a moment of silence out for the people that was on the thing, right? I ain't a moment of silence. Okay. Anyway.
I want to respond to you.
No, listen. If we can't trust you, why here? If you on the council at City Hall, I wouldn't want to be here.
Wow.
You on the council of the City Hall. You can't play both parts. It's playing two parts, do you understand? One is a political part, and one is playing with our housing part. And that's all it is. So now you got you as the mayor, he on the council, y'all just stacking it up against us, and then at the end of it, what's gonna really happen at the end of it is that they'll put so many people from on this board that from City Hall, somebody else will come, and somebody else will come, and then the next thing you know, when Janine don't go along with what they say when it comes time to turn over the building to whoever we're turning it over to, then it'll be a problem with her job. Oh, well, if you don't do this, we're gonna do this, and that's just how it's gonna work. We already know how it is gonna work. And it's a shame to say that. It's a shame that I gotta come to you as a business owner and tell you I don't trust you. That's terrible.
Yeah, but you don't have a reason not to trust me.
I just told you.
No, you don't.
I told you why I don't trust you.
No, you.
I told you.
You don't have a reason.
So I did have a reason. Guess what? But I'm gonna say, well, that come to your own private meeting too. Because you know, I woke up in that juice bar in a heartbeat.
I did.
Anyway, go ahead.
And
anyway, I come straight up in there. Anyway,
when you came to my juice bar, did you pay for that smoothie?
I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, you know, you better.
I was not supposed to pay for that.
You didn't pay for the smoothie.
I wasn't supposed to.
And then you know what you did?
I said, did they give me a free smoothie? You were there. Now you're going to pay.
Wait.
You're going to pay. Don't have to pay.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that.
Time out.
Get out of here with that.
This
is a housing authority meeting, so whatever affects the tenants, that's what we're going to address. We're not going to try to address personal issues or personal vendettas with anybody. So does any tenant have anything else to say in concerns with your housing and how you feel about your housing?
Greta Smith, yes, 807 Main Street, apartment to you. I have a mouse that keeps running around.
Greta, is this the same mouse? I'm going to name him because you had this mouse a couple of months now, Greta.
I know.
We're going to have to put some peanut butter on a sticky. We're going to have some cheese on a sticky, Greta.
They don't go on the sticky.
How about your exterminator?
He gave me a thing that with poison, but I don't know. I still see one mouse.
Do you feed this mouse, Greta?
No.
He's been coming back to your house for a minute now.
I don't give nothing out.
He's been here since last year. He's a company guest.
So just so I want to ask, Janae, when they complain about the mice and stuff, do you do they go around and see if maybe there's some holes that need to be closed up, and do they put like the steel ball poison, all of that stuff like that?
Because
I know sometimes if they won't find one spot, you know.
They go around and they plug all the holes that they see, and then they'll put down traps with some bird seed. I heard is the magical stuff to catch them. So I can send Mike A up there. Because he likes to do
does
that.
Does she have to put another work order in? Because I know she had this mouse since last...
Anything that the guys do needs a work order.
I think since February Mickey running around.
We'll put the work order in for her.
Okay, work order. Okay, thank
As
you.
As a non-tenant, can I say something?
Yes.
Okay. Beth Wugan, community advocate. A couple of things. One is, this is... For me, and I've been to a lot of meetings over the years preceding all of you, it's very gratifying to see the board and the executive director and the attorney sitting down and being willing to solve problems that very directly and essentially impact the quality of life of people living here And because I've spent a lot of time just listening to no problem can be solved and we know what to do, and that's not true. And tonight proves it's not true, and I think that's really wonderful. I have a question for Janine regarding the new staff member who's going to be working with more with the tenants at Dunbar Heights, if I understand that correctly.
Eventually,
that
yes.
Was a Mr. Smith, did I get that right?
Collins.
Collins, Mr. Mm-hmm. Collins?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Collins.
Collins.
Yes. Not yet, but that's the
coming.
Plan.
Okay, all right. And he will have office space at
yes.
Okay.
There's an office in the community
room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were hoping that, and I understand now it's impossible because that second room is full of supplies that are going to go into the construction. Mm-hmm. But that the program that Ms. Foxhall is running, the after school program with the kids. If she has not communicated this with you, I'm just going to introduce it. If she has, I'm just going to reiterate
has.
It.
Yes.
But so also that the board
yes.
know. You know, she has a wonderful program. It's been very successful. She's starting up again now, tonight, mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah, it started.
With a request, if at all possible, that there might be a second room available because she's finding that the age range from 5 to 15 is not a group you can successfully put together in one room. And if it's at all possible in the future, if that second room open that now has all the supplies
that's the office though.
Hmm? That's the office.
That's the office.
Oh.
Maybe they can put some kind of a border to separate.
Is it something that we all could, everyone can sit down and explore a possible solution to? Because it would greatly enhance the program. What she's had to do this year is have one day, out of the 2 days she's mm-hmm. there, one day a week for the younger kids, 5 through 8, and another day for the kids, 9 through 15. Mm-hmm. And it would really enhance the program if both age groups could be there twice a week. And get, you know, twice the value of the program. So
how many children does she have that she serves altogether?
It's just starting. I don't know what the enrollment is as of today. But she would expect that over the next couple of weeks it would grow as well.
I can call her and we could figure something out.
Yeah, that would be great.
I mean, I can't put in things that aren't there, but
right,
we can try to.
Right, yeah.
For Christmas this year, I'm doing the senior citizens. I'm not doing the children this year. I'm doing senior citizens. I have the letter already. I went to Old Navy because they do very good by me. Last year, I gave the Christmas down here, and I collected
a lot.
My God, this room was full of nothing but toys, and mm-hmm. every kid got a toy, and Santa came, and it was decorated nice, and Thanksgiving, I'm not doing Thanksgiving either. It's not enough help. I did it last year, I'm not doing it this year. We're still gonna try to do the trolley ride with the mayor for Christmas.
Yeah, it was cute.
But my thing is, with Vivian, and we ride the trolley. If we can get the trolley to come in instead of going, because I don't want to do the kids this year, I want to do the seniors and let them ride around. But the trolley would have to pick them up in front of the building instead of picking them up there on Main Street for those who can't walk far and stuff like that.
So are you doing seniors for
just Bowman. Okay. And it's just going to be like little gift bags, a pair of pajamas, a pair of slippers. Maybe I'm trying to go to Five Below and get them like some digital clocks or stuff like that, you know, that they can look at and stuff. And then I seen this thing on Facebook earlier where you have one of the things that you do the cake with the whisk,
mm-hmm.
and you put a nice piece of cellophane mm-hmm. on top of it, and you put candy on the inside of it, and you put a little bow on it, and it was actually kind of cute. Mm-hmm. So I might do stuff like that, but there I'm gonna try to do the good candy, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to give them no sweets and maybe running around the building naked and stuff.
Girl, stop your
shenanigans.
You know
they be doing that,
stop
but
your
it's been a while, but we had one.
Okay.
But, so that's it. So, bags,
you have a luncheon for them also?
I had a luncheon for them. I had a, Woman's Day. I had a couple of things, but Christmas was really the best.
So what's the date what's your date?
I'm going to give out the bags. I'm hoping that I can borrow the suit from the city again. And if they let me borrow the Santa Claus suit again, then I'll ask Santa to go from 8 and work his way on down and put a gift bag on everybody's door.
You going to do this on Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day.
How?
Why?
People are, like, away.
Not a lot of people late. I thought that for Thanksgiving, that food was gone. Oh. That food was gone. So I thought that, and for the Women's Day, too, that food was gone. So that's my new things. I just need bags and papers to get in the bag. Basically, that's all I'm going to need. And that's what I'm finished with. How much is that damn shaky diggy okay. Day?
Wait, y'all gonna pay for it? We gonna talk about that.
Y'all do that after
the meeting.
It's not, but to be honest with you, I help.
But anyway, wait, before you do that, Lucas, what you was gonna say to me, boo?
No. After the meeting,
I told him that the reason why people have stopped coming to the meetings is because they don't trust him and Rob. We had the meeting. I'm telling you, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Well, y'all have that dialogue after the meeting.
Yeah, but
That's not fair for someone to be able to come in here.
I'll save everything else for after me, but I will say, you know, I understand, you know, being in a mayor position, the position's never gonna stop me from doing what I wanna do for my people. My grandmother put roots in this community, my mother put roots in this community, and people's opinions are not gonna stop me from putting my roots in this community either.
Well, I just wanna
answer one of your questions now, I'll answer the rest later. As far as the Kylie Center being sold, part of the reason why I'm here is highly because of that, because of the misinformation that's being spread. Whoever is informing you that the Kylie Center has been sold, I challenge you to ask that person to show you the contract of where it was done.
It hasn't been sold.
Nobody sold the Kylie Center.
So with them having
Let me just finish.
Okay,
we're
gonna
talk after the thing. The second thing is, for anyone to say the Boys and Girls Club came in and bought it and sold it, the Boys and Girls Club is gonna come in just like Peekskill Parks and Recreation does. They're gonna come in and run programs. Right now, the city of Peekskill pays PJ and Julius, okay. They paid me when I was working there. They come in there and run the programs. The housing authority, this building, the people who are in this office right now, they're the ones who are controlling who owns that building. So next time somebody, and that's part of the reason why I'm here today, next time somebody says, when Mayor Rainey was in the office, he sold the Cali Station Boy
Club.
I'm just challenging you to say,
word on the street.
Show me the contract. But that's the thing. I don't mind the word on the street. Being in that position over there, I learned not to mind the word on the street. What I got to do is focus on the facts. So
okay, so like I asked you, just want to know what's going to be different. What are you going to bring to us?
I'll give you one example, and then I'm going to let this meeting go forward.
Okay. Yeah.
Right now, some people may be mad at Mayor McKenzie right now because there's no washer and dryer. Unfortunately, people don't realize Mayor McKenzie can't make a vote on who's going to fix that washer and dryer. So when you say that you're upset at a mayor for not doing something over here, and then when the person comes over here to actually do something,
Word
on the street.
They people don't trust them. So if you don't like what's going on, you can't work with you.
What's her name?
I didn't say anything about Miss Rainey. I just meant to me that he should come off that board or come off with this one.
You have my number.
Let's do this because this is a
ask that young man to take my hat.
Just reach out to me and we can talk. And anybody.
And we ain't going to that little nasty juice bar. I had no juice.
Anyway.
Anyway.
We do understand and we take in all the tenants' concerns, and I feel that tenants should calm down if they want to voice their opinion. I know you say people don't trust certain people.
And they don't want to come down. That's why the room is empty.
But the whole thing is that we have to give everybody a chance to prove themselves untrustworthy. Because we're not giving the tenants are not giving the board an opportunity to prove themselves to them.
We've been duped before.
I understand when something happens. But
y'all sat here and y'all allowed Jessica Simpson, y'all sat here and y'all allowed Jessica Simpson to sit up here and lie to us, Martinez, whatever her last name. That girl lied to us at every turn. Everything that came out of her mouth was a lie. Then she involved Janine, that was a lie. Then she involved the lawyers, that was a lie. Y'all sat here and y'all let her, at the last meeting she came to, she told everybody that there was oil coming out the elevator. We all go ride the elevator, no damn oil. But you knew she was a liar, but y'all sat here and allowed her to just lie to us. And this is the kind of board that we have. So that's why you won't see people coming down. But I gotta go because I don't feel good.
Okay.
I'm
going to get money. It's hard to tell.
The juice bar.
It's hard to tell.
Everybody give us an opportunity to redeem ourselves. Tell them to come back to
the meetings. They ain't saying you. I told you.
Tell them to come to the meetings because that's the only way we're going to accomplish anything.
Because guess what? Let me just say this before
I'm not talking to you. Take off that hat.
All right, no problem. Because guess what? If somebody says something about me to you, what you were supposed to say is like, nah, I've been around Rob.
I ain't been around too long.
You know what?
I didn't like you that much. You know why I didn't like you? Juice bar to open up until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody done got their juice for the day. My friend said, why don't you go on in there and ask because you be up early in the morning and you ain't, I said, well, I'm not getting up out of the job.
God bless you.
I just got out the hospital today, but my stomach is hurting. But I just had to tell you how it is. Noodles, I'll see you at a different juice bar.
Okay.
Get your butt out here. Go lay down.
Okay.
Go lay down.
Can I ask my question?
Yes, honey.
Michelle. We're back on the record.
Michelle.
Right. Michelle Tinsley, 807 Main Street, apartment 4K. I just have one question. When is Janine going to get the position that she solely deserves?
She is now the interim acting executive director.
We're good?
The interim acting.
What is that?
That means she is acting, she is holding the position as the executive director until the board votes.
And retrospect, we really aren't supposed to be discussing that with the tenants because that's personnel. Right. And so in retrospect, so thank God that she's here now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's enjoy her, you know, and we'll
take
it from
there. Y'all have to vote her in?
Yes,
okay.
The board.
Cool. Yep.
Okay.
Cool. But if we hear your recommendations.
Aren't we allowed to know?
To know when she if she gets voted in?
You'll know
when we know.
You'll know.
So when will you know?
When they do it.
But this is
the second meeting. We have a full board now.
But do you think that she deserves this position?
So we will have to talk. We know what the tenants' recommendations are. So when we talk,
the
tenants have an opinion about this, and they have strong feelings, then put together a petition, get people to sign that petition, and get it to the board. If tenants are of an opinion that they want to see Ms.
Fallon be
moved into the permanent executive director position, then get yourselves together, put the petition very clearly what your opinion is, and get it to the board.
But they already know that, though.
We know it
her accomplishments, though. Fabulous cookout for us and everything like that. We can come down and talk to her, and she's been very supportive. What are you hitting me for?
Right, we know. Right.
I mean, you know, you see that, so.
We know.
Yes. So.
We hear you.
We hear you. We definitely hear you. And we want to make sure all of the 273 units we have, everybody's on board.
Okay, well, I gotta work.
Okay.
Love my friend.
Michelle, we hear you.
I shop on Friday.
We hear you, Ms. Tennyson.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, because
we love Janine. She's doing a fabulous job.
We think so.
And stuff. She really is, and she's outstanding.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, we definitely hear you.
Thank you.
And just like, you can vote now.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys are gonna vote and move, right?
Yeah.
We hear you. Aren't you mad? You do Janine.
Nee, did you have something?
I forgot. My mind.
No, it's your mind. You know what it is.
Speak it.
Speak it now. 8:27. Speak it now.
I'm speaking.
Go ahead, Nee.
I can't remember. I'm serious.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell or want me to tell?
No. Okay. I really can't remember.
Damn. You just got here. You just never
remember. Okay, man. You sure now?
I'm Jackie.
That's it. Now we got to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I can't remember. Damn. I'm so sorry.
Okay, because I think that's it. Can I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
No, Jackie, it's
have a second?
Second.
Meeting has been duly adjourned at 8:27.
When you think about it, you reach out.
Greta, if you see this mouse.